Tony, what the hell happened?
Yo, no, no,
I
no.
Lost my place.
It doesn't matter because I started laughing. I heard no, the whole thing.
Did you get out NFC East? Did you get it out, or did you just stop in the middle of NFC, two wins, and then you just fled? You just bailed.
Yeah, I had to run away, Dan. I'm sorry.
Chris, I saw you practicing. You were practicing was it what you screwed up that you were practicing? I heard you mouthing it again and again.
I had one job there. Tony made a mistake. All I got to get in was that, hey, I like it when the mistake's not me. That's all I needed to say.
Yep.
And I couldn't do it. I couldn't do that.
We had plenty of mistakes in the last segment. One was my fault. Mike, you can go to it now because we weren't going to Funniest Thing from the Sports Weekend. But then, of course, we get the note in the chat. Hey, it's sponsored because everything's sponsored and we got no room to move anywhere. So I meant to do this, a tweet from Rashard Thornton. That song was not by Migos. It's Busta Rhymes, SMH.
You don't get the show.
Another tweet we've got here, and we should probably be telling people how it is that this announcement is going to be made. Has it been made, Mike, this ESPN Plus announcement?
Yeah, it was made on our television show today on ESPN News. The lower third had a graphic that said, The Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gatz is moving to ESPN Plus on November 9th.
So Dr. Dave Nasty writes in, not only are they squeezing your airtime with advertisements, but the sports schedule on the left, updates on the bottom, betting odds above that, and ESPN Plus ads on top of your TV show now take up only 30 inches of my 55-inch television. And for those of you who consume us via ESPN television, and we are grateful for that, we are grateful for the audience of, you know, nearly 100,000 daily, I think, last time I checked. I don't know whether COVID has altered those numbers, but it has been a very strong support of what we do here, even though it's just a radio show that happens to be on television. You're basically filling a big stadium every day watching this crud that we do. And some of you have viewed that as, well, I don't want to go to ESPN Plus. But as you see some of the stuff that's happening around here, not just to our show, ESPN Radio and all of ESPN Radio is going to ESPN Plus. All of streaming is changing. Everyone is looking for a way to capitalize with dollars on the streaming experience at the moment. It behooves ESPN to put us in a place where on ESPN Plus, where they can get more access, different access from paying subscribers than from ESPN News.
If they can bring some of our listeners into ESPN Plus, then that will be a successful thing for ESPN. And as for us, I love being on television, but I know ESPN Plus is the future. I know digital is the future, and I'm perfectly fine and happy being
there. I don't
there.
Love being on television. I think being on television contaminates and corrupts our radio show, makes it less free than it usually is.
Well, you have the two TV shows, so this is all I have. But I'm good. With that said, I still know we should be on ESPN Plus because that's the future, and I'm happy to be there.
Not even 48 hours after I read an article about how Disney corporate was internally prioritizing what they were doing on Plus because streaming has been a good revenue source. I mean, that bundle is insanely competitively priced, probably undervalued in the market, and you realize that ESPN is also a part of that, and you need to sort of help make ESPN Plus a destination with original programming outside of the games. We know that we got the gamblers on ESPN Plus, but let's get some people that are devoted to this show. For the people that watch us on the ESPN app, now you can get us live because I know we show up there on demand. This is the way that it's going. In about 10 years, I think that all the sports bars and airport bars are going to have ESPN Plus on mute as opposed to ESPN News.
We appreciate, okay, there are many of you. We still got a bunch of Tua calls here. Do you want to, we should bang through, tell these people to wait and then I'm going to go through them. We'll bang through these Tua calls quickly here. But it should be stated for the record because many of you are very protective of us as a radio show. You're defensive on our behalf. And there are many things around here recently that haven't felt very good to us in terms of feeling like it's minimizing us. But what ends up happening here, this is not one of those times. What ends up happening here, and I think it's largely by accident, I don't think they're doing it on purpose, they keep making our podcast bigger and bigger with the moves that they're making. Our podcast continues to get larger, and we are making a move into podcast, We're just doing it in real time right in front of you is what you see happening. And so I'm guessing that eventually we will just be podcast, because it doesn't seem, it seems like on radio, the way they're going is they want the homogenized shows on radio. We've managed to survive this long with many different regime changes, but we're not the thing that looks like the rest in this radio lineup.
No, but I could say this. I think everything from 10 a.m. on is going to ESPN Plus, so the other ESPN radio shows. But we enjoy doing just the podcast, and I think that's important to point out to the audience. There's a freedom there that I think we're all really enjoying.
Well, they can hear it. Yeah. They can hear how confined.
But I'm excited for that. I'm excited for whatever the future of this show is going to be and where it's going to air, because I do believe that's where we're headed. I think we're headed to a digital-only place.
Naturally, the listeners and fans of the show were really worried when they cut our show down, and we were sad to take that public L, but we were invigorated because we thought that there was a really good content opportunity for the diehards of our show that consume every bit, and I've seen all the data. The people that love our podcast listen to all of it. It's crazy.
Mina doesn't understand it. Like, the podcast right now, Stugatz, this part doesn't make sense. There are so many bleeping podcast options that it doesn't make any sense whatsoever that the people who care about this show care with the investment of time that they are making over 3 hours, when most podcasts are not that.
No, but it kind of makes sense to me from this standpoint. How many of those shows have been together for 17 or 18 years? Like, that's radio. Radio, you grow a family, you grow an audience, they stay with you, they love you.
There are so many other options out there, and everyone's bandwidth is stretched because everyone is getting into the content game. Everyone.
We're a heavy lift. I listen to two Browns podcasts a week, and I'm like, how do I do this? And here we have a daily show that's pumping out, you know, 4 hours of original content plus a post game. But you guys have listened in droves. I'm actually excited. Look, it's a hypersensitive time. I would be the first person to be bothered by this. But when they told me about that, I'm like, oh, even for now, that's a bit of a lateral move, but an eye towards the future. I'm excited to get more representative data as to who's actually watching our show. It'll be cool to be a reason to actually bring new subscribers in. Or at the very least, it'll help the podcast, which has always been my priority here on the show. So I'm not really bummed about this move. I understand why some people are, because that's a part of their daily routine. ESPN Plus will be there for you.
Let's take these last few Tua calls. I'm going to be doing this all week. Mike, you go ahead and set it up for us, please, because I don't have the callers on the board.
All right. Jamin, you are on the air. Go ahead, Jamin.
Miami has Tua, the greatest QB. He takes the ball from goal to goal like no one's ever seen. He throws in the air, he runs on the ground. He's always in control, because when you say Miami, you're talking Tua, because he's the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins number one. Yeah, he's the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins number one.
Jamin, that was incredible. That was probably the best one we've gotten.
We've got five people in the Zoom call right now with their thumbs down. It's 10 total thumbs down from everyone in the Zoom.
Roy just set his computer on fire.
Billy, are you urinating? Are you pissing on your computer right now?
That is. Whoa, I can barely see you.
It did look like that. It's probably not good for the keyboard, Bill.
It's frothy. Yeah. Should get some more water.
It's like
in
the
there.
Top of a cappuccino cup, like a foam. Yeah. Mike, what's
Cody,
next?
Cody, you are on the air.
If I had two a Tonga Vailoa and an old bottle of wine, if I really could have hung the moon to change my mind.
Wow, that was excellent, man. Yeah, thank you so much.
Incredible. Job.
That's Mike, the best one we've received.
keep going, Mike.
Alex, you are on the air.
Just the two of us.
Yeah!
We can make it if we try.
We're
just
back.
The two of us, you and I. Just the two of us.
Boom.
We put Fitz magic on the pine. Just the two of us. Sorry, Ryan, you and I.
Yeah. Excellent. All right. Excellent. That is actually
that
the worst
the
one.
Yeah, it is the best. And congratulations, Alex, for being the first on hold, because I got 17 versions of that song. So thank you for actually being a good one and saying on hold. We now go out to Lane. Lane, you're on the air.
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I want to take a ball under center. If you want to be my QB, you got to get with my scheme. run a QB sneak, maybe a backdoor screen.
Yeah,
I like that. Right.
Yeah,
Lane, that's arguably the best one we've received so far.
No doubt about it.
You want to go to Dustin Sugatz?
Yep, let's go to Dustin quickly.
All right, Dustin on the firecracker line, you're on the air.
Bittersweet memories, that is all I'm taking with me. So goodbye, Fitzy. Please don't cry. We all know this is what we need. Tua Tagovailoa.
Wow.
Really
Dustin,
dug
that,
deep,
that
Dustin.
Is
good job.
Arguably the best one we've received so far. Thank you so much for staying on hold. And finally, we close things out now with Wes.
Mm-hmm.
Tua, what you say? Say what you mean. This one win leads to another. He might be throwing long, racking off all the wins again. One win leads to another.
Wow.
Carolina Panthers for life.
Wow, all Wes. Right. Thank you so much for being arguably the best song we've received. yeah, I'm not a fan of this thread going on weekly. It does make my job a little bit harder, but hey. When you get songs that good, it's all worth it.
The key is the first line. If you want us to be engaged and want us to stay with you, just the two of us. You got to come out strong with a good first line that everyone recognizes.
It needs to be a song that people know. Like, you need to look at the Billboard Top 100s. Like, those are the only songs you can take. Like, I don't need some obscure Busta Rhymes. That's what Lorenzo did wrong. I'm sure it's a song some people know, but not everybody knows that song.
That's not an obscure song. I think this is an age thing.
No, but he's saying you're going back historically. Go back to, like, top 10s, top 20s, find, like, popular songs that everyone would know. Right, yeah. Like, you understand that.
Yeah, or they could just be good.
Right.
That's an option, I think.
Yeah. But if I don't know what song you're parodying, even if it's great, there's part of me that's like, okay, this is catchy, but I don't know. Like, I need to know the song you're parodying.
It's got
to
be a popular song, popular
But you also,
band,
but keep in mind, you have to operate within the confines of making it a Tua song. So it's
yeah, but go with a song that everyone knows about. Like, you know, pick a U Tua song.
The Gacky.
You got a chuckle out of me. There you go. Well deserved.
Hey! Oh, I was going to leave.
Yeah. Any closing football thoughts here before we wrap up the post game? All right. Good show, everyone.